Thank you for staying up until this point. My name is Liviu Kircu, and together with my colleague
Răzvan Crainea,
we are both OpenSIP developers for over 10 years at this point. And we're going to be splitting the time into half. First, I'm going to be covering a bit about OpenSIPs, and then I'm going to be talking about IMS and why we chose to push more time into this direction, and everything about the new IMS working group in the OpenSIPs community. And then Răzvan will talk about the good stuff, right? The Volte and the 5G extensions and how we are tackling them for this release, by the way. So there's that. About OpenSIPs, if you're not familiar with it at this point, it's a high performance open source SIP server. It is fully RFC 3261 compliant. Various usage throughout the industry. It's started at around 2008, I think, so it has 16 years of a runtime by this point and of experience. Multifunctional, you can use it for all sorts of SIP scenarios. It is programmable, and it's written in C, so it's, again, it's quite fast. Quick idea of how, I didn't start my timer, of what kind of companies are using it, and this is just the tip of the iceberg that I selected on the who is using section on the OpenSIPs wiki. For example, it supports a lot of protocols, from the basics of TCP and UDP, then to the protocols which stack on top of them, right, such as TLS or WebSocket and other protocols.